Boker Tov world. Today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is the final daf. Wow, what a journey. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. And yesterday we got up to the two dots over here, and we start with the next din in the Mishnah, which was Kitvei HaKodesh. So the Mishnah said, Kitvei HaKodesh should be nignaz. Now that is not true according to Rabbi Eliezer, and clearly our Mishnah is not going alibi to Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, there ain't no such din and no such concept of an ir anidachat that has Kitvei HaKodesh. Huh? That's correct. If there's a single mezuzah, for that matter, in this whole city, the city cannot become an ir anidachat. How do you like that? Why? Because since the mitzvah of the ir anidachat is v'sarafta ba'eshet ha'ir ve'et kol shlala kalil, you have to burn every last thing in that city. How are you supposed to burn a mezuzah? Hecha de'ika mezuzah, lo efshar, tichtiv lo ta'aseh kein la'ashem elokechem. You're clearly not going to burn the ir, and because remember, this was the whole Pasuk that was saying what to do to Atavid Azora and Asherehem and Tisrafu Be'esh and so on, Lota Sunkein Lashem, which means anything that has Kedusha is not Shayach to the din of, to your ever doing something like that too. And therefore, even though this is the Shalal of the Ir HaNidachat, you're not going to be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So it must be that this is not included in the whole halacha of Ir HaNidachat, and it crosses out a city with a mezuzah from Ir HaNidachat. Now, obviously, everybody is thinking, why don't we simply say, Yovo Aseh V'Yitchelot Aseh? That is a big discussion in various Achrenim. And the basic point that he's making, Rebbe Lezer, is that we'll only say, once we're koveya the assay. But if we're looking at the situation in which, how would this assay appear in the first place, it's clear that the Torah never was mitzaveh to do something that the Torah said elsewhere is obviously usher. That's the point. So we don't have the mitzvah in the first place. So this Mishnah that talks about Kitvei HaKodesh in an ir anidachat is an impossibility according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Next piece in the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, that since Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what did we say? That you're not allowed, it should be, tel olam, lo yibane od. So now we have a machlokes, that this is what it's really referring to, is the closing of the Mishnah, machlokes Rabbi Yosef Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. Can you make a national park on the site of the tail of an ir anidachat or not? So Rabbi Yosef Haglili says, no. It says, beferish, tel olam. That means you cannot use it for anything, just a archaeological dig, and it's miyuchad for Barnea. Mashen came, Rabbi Akiva says, it says, lo yibane od. That means don't rebuild it like it was, but I mean, you want to turn it into a park, that should be fine. So now, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Haglili about? Maybe one way of understanding it is a remarkable insight into the structure of klal and prat in the Torah. Remember that normally, when we have two different things, so we've got a klal that seems to be talking about tel olam, never do anything with it, leave it as a barnea dig, okay? So that is a klal, do nothing with it. Then it's followed by a prat. Lo tibane od lekamosha ita. Don't rebuild it to the way it was. So what do we usually understand that as? Klal uprat, ein bichlal elamasha beprat. So when the Torah says, leave it as a tel olam, it meant, don't rebuild it to the way it was, because we have a klal and a prat. Ah, but you see, Rebovin quoted Rabbi Law as saying, now wait a minute, if the klal is a mitzvah aseh, and the prat is a mitzvah lo taseh, then it's not a klal uprat, it's basically telling me two completely different structures. This is the mitzvah aseh part. Leave it as a tel olam. Do not rebuild it. Okay, fine. Do not rebuild it. You can explain whatever you want, but it's not the explanation of leave it as a tel olam. It's telling you a completely different concept, which is the Isser Lav. Maybe even Rashi suggests, maybe even the Isser Lav would be looked at as separate, and you're only usher with the Lav of tel olam, but maybe the mitzvah aseh is to leave it the way. Okay, that's a possibility, but that's not the basic way of understanding it. Rabbi Ovin is essentially saying you cannot view a lotase as the peerish of the klal in the aseh, which makes a lot of sense. So maybe that's good for the machlokas. And that's what he said. Koma kom shata motse, the klal as an aseh. And the prat is a lota aseh. Ein danino tobe klalu prat. So apparently that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yossi says, you have to accept Rabovin, and therefore when it says tel olam, it means tel olam. You can't build it for nothing, including a national park. Mashen kein mar, Rabbi Akiva, he says, what does one have to do with, I don't believe what Rabbi Ovin is saying. This is a klal uprat. And since it says lo yitibane od, that's the definition of the tel olam. No. Everybody got hold of Rabbi Ovin. That's not the way to explain it. You can explain it much more directly. Kuleyama islu de Rabbi Ovin. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that od means like saying, it should never be rebuilt. Od, like we're saying, lo'olam va'ed. Va'ed is the same letters as od. That's just lo tibane od means forever. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds, no, again is what it means. Don't put it back again to what it was. That's the meaning of od. And that's the more primary meaning, in which case the Pasuk is saying, mar sever od l'kamosh aita, ein aniftet. But that would mean that you can go ahead and naseti ginot upardesim. And that's what the machlokas is about. It has nothing to do with klal and prat, because we all agree that this is not a klal and prat. We all agree with Rav Avin. Tana Rabbana. Now, this braita says that if there were trees in an ir nidachat, so only if the trees have already been cut down, so then they're included in gather everything into the Rechova Shel Ir. But if they're still connected, then they are certainly mutter, because remember, we learned before, tikbots v'sarafta, misha eno chaser, ela kvitza v'sreifa. But over here, in order to put it into the Rechova, you'd have to call a tree company and have the tree cut down. That's not called the kvitza v'sarafta, right? So therefore the trees remain. But there's another city that is worse than an Ir Nidachas. And in that other city, it wouldn't matter whether the trees are attached to the ground or not attached to the ground. They become Asur Bana. Huh? What other city are we talking about over here? Ma'ir Acheret. And again, Rav Chista comes and explains. That is a reference to Yericho. So since it says, Vaita Ir Cherem, and here Yoshua explains, the Cherem is Yivachol Asher Baal Hashem, everything in that city. It doesn't matter, therefore. We have no reason to say there's a difference between a tree that's connected or a tree that's loose. Yoshua said it is all a Cherem forever. Once we already talk about that, we want to talk about the incredible story of Chiel Beit Ha'eli, which Bepashtas means a man, Chiel, who comes from Beit El, Beit Ha'eli, where Chazal see it as Eli as a reference to the Allah of Yoshua, and he was called Beit Ha'eli because he destroyed his entire family by being over on this Allah of the Oror Ha'ish that Yoshua said. So Vayashba Yoshua Beit Ha'i Lemor Arur Ha'ish Lifnei Hashem Asher Yakumu Vanat Ir Hazot at Yericho. Now note that there's two different things included in this Cherem. Ha'ir Hazot and Yericho. What does that mean? Just say at Yericho or say at Ir Hazot. That we're going to see in a moment. And I curse that man who would do so. Bibachoro yazdena utziro yatsiv delarteha. He will start building and lay the foundation, and his oldest son will die. And by the time he finishes putting on the gates of that city, his last youngest son will also die. Okay, so Tanya, first of all, the idea of et ha'ir hazot et Yericho means lo Yericho Hashem ir acheret v'lo ir acheret Hashem Yericho. You cannot build Yericho, and you cannot build this city, the real Yericho. Means you can't rebuild the real Yericho, and you cannot build a city in Disney World and say, this is the biblical city of Yericho, come one and all and tour Yericho. Or for that matter, the British Museum. So the idea over here would be, you cannot have another city called Yericho that you build as a memory for Yericho. Both of those. Now, we know that actually, and what happened was, that Tanya, this lo Yericho v'lo ir acheret Hashem Yericho, we see that clearly from the story of Chiel Beit Eli. So dichtiv. And we know, we don't know how we know, but apparently it's a Kabbalah, that this was not Yericho. It was another city that he called Yericho. And this was in the time of Achav, as it's introduced here. And Baviram Bechoro Yizda, he actually laid the foundation on the body of his son, Aviram. He lost his Bechor. And by the time he finished building the whole city and he put up the gates, sure enough, his youngest son, whose name was Seguv, was dead by the time he finished putting up the gates. So you see that Yoshua, exactly that was what his Oror had meant, because this wasn't really on the site of Yericho, but nonetheless, the Torah calls it rebuilding Yericho, and says, sure enough, look what happened to Chiel. Now, the Braita says, Aviram Bechoro Rasha, his oldest son, Aviram, was a Rasha. So from there, Lo Haya Lo Lilmod, he shouldn't have figured out, oh my God, why did my oldest son die? It must be because I started building and laid the foundations. No, because he would probably have figured, my oldest son died because he was a bum. But by the time he got to Seguv Tziro, we're going to see that he ran through a whole large family. I mean, he should have figured it out, don't you think? Wait, what are we talking about? Where does it say anything about Aviram being a Rasha? Does it say anything about Seguv, that he wasn't the right? It doesn't say anything about any of them. I don't know. The only mention that we have in Kol HaTarakul of Aviram and Seguv is in this pasuk. So where's the Braita getting this from? They didn't do anything. You won't misunderstand the Braita. Russia was not the explanation of Aviram being a Russia. It's Chiel is a Russia. So this Russia, the idiot, who's such a committed Russia, you understand, that he'll watch his kids dying one after the other, but he's not ready to say, well, it must be an Einesh that I'm being, it just happens to be, it's a Nova festival. It just happens to be Nova festivals that get wiped out. It's all Mikra. Okay. He's the Russia, not Aviram is the Russia. So what it's saying? But Aviram Bechoro already Ayala Lilmodlo Torah Shah, that Russia, meaning Chiel, should have immediately understood what's going to be happening to Seguv Tziro. Well, if you say there's only two kids, Aviram, and he's the Bechor, obviously Seguv is not the Bechor. So why does it have to say Seguv Tziro? Mimashmar Shenemar Baviram Bechoro and Yodea Seguv Tziro. Why does it need to talk out the fact that Seguv was his youngest? Matamad Lomar. Because he kept burying new children. Every time he put on a new neighborhood in the city, another kid died. And he still went ahead and said, it's just a mikra. It's just a mikra. That's the level of these idiots that can't see what's in front of their faces. Melamed shayam mikaver v'olech mi'aviram atzkuv. He went through his whole family, the Meshuggah. As long as I don't have to admit that there's some hashkacha and there's some repayment. And we know that that's what happened because, you know, it's amazing. Right after these psukim about this awful story of Chiel, so it says over there that Elisha was geyser, that unless it's alpi diburi, there's not going to be any rain in this country. It's only on my command that it will rain.
What did the two stories have to do with it?
Sorry, I meant Elio. This brain fart. This Elio had given this curse, and it's immediately after this story. Is there some connection between the stories? Yes, says the Medrash. There is. The story is like this. This Maisa of Chia, which is right here in the middle of the discussion about Achav and the Avodah Zarah of Achav, and then Elio's curse because of the Avodah Zarah of Achav, is interrupted with the story of Chia for some crazy reason. So that means that what really happened is like this. Achav was a friend, a really good friend, a shushpin of Chia. Birds of a feather flock together. Okay, so he goes to the Shiva house of Chiel when his last son died. So he comes, what a tragedy. He comes to the Shiva house of Chiel. And guess who else is in the Shiva house? Bing Menachem Avelin. Elio Hanavi is right there. Okay. So Elio comes together with him. Atu Iuv Elio, Lemisho Bishloma Beitamia. They come to the house of the Shiva. And Achav says, you know, this is such a crazy, terrible tragedy. Maybe the reason that it occurred was because when Yoshua gave a curse to anyone who rebuild Yericho, he didn't mean only rebuild Yericho. He meant even building another city and giving it the name of Yericho. Maybe that's why this happened. So Dilma Kimelet Yoshua, it was Hochilot not to build Yericho, Al Shem Ir Acheret. So don't rebuild Yericho and call it some other name, and not to build another city and call it Yericho. That would explain why this terrible tragedy happened. So Elio says, absolutely. I know for a fact that that is what Yoshua said, and that is why this terrible tragedy happened. So Achav says to Elio, that is ridiculous, okay? What are you telling me, that this is a Maisa Ashgocha because of the fact that Yoshua gave a curse? Who's more chashev, Yoshua or Moshe Rabbeinu? Or for that matter, God, okay? Moshe Rabbeinu was never mekayim his klolos. I mean, it says in the pasuk, V'sartem v'avatem Elohim acherim, v'chara af Hashem b'chem, v'yatzaret ha-shamayim, v'lo yamatar. Now look, I've been worshiping Avodah Zarah like a loony, okay? And as we said before in the Gemara, Ahu gavra ukim le'avodis kechovim, I'll call telem v'telem. So I put up a beautiful Avodah Zarah on every single furrow in every single field. I've got hundreds of thousands of Avodahs being manufactured every day, more than Ukrainian drones. And you know what? I have not been able to get outdoors to go and to do my Avodah Zarah with these Avodah Zarahs because there's so much rain. And apparently, the fact that Moshe said, there won't be any rain. Nobody pays any attention. So you're telling me that this pipsqueak, Yoshua, I mean, he's just the Talmud. He says there won't be rain. So now, so to speak, he says that this guy is going to lose his children. That we're going to keep? And you really believe this? It's ridiculous. So you're going to tell me, Ahu Gavra, me, I can't even get outdoors. There's so much rain to go in to bow down after all this work that I did to set up these drones. I mean, these Avodah Zarahs on every single furrow in the country. And you're telling me that the Levatvasa de Yoshua Tamide Mikaima. This is all a Maisa Hashgocha because of Yoshua's curse. You expect me to believe that? Says immediately, Elio is furious about that. And he says, okay, that does it. Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael miyetal v'matar, if not, I'll peed. It's either I say it, I'll devarai, and if not, there's not going to be any rain at all. It has to be lefi devarai. And Elio asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rights to be in charge of the rain in the world. And he was very rachami. And sure enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed him over the keys to rain. So now the rain was only going to come if Elio says so. So Elio then come Vaza. He was so furious, he gets up and he leaves the Shiva. So that means that it was because of the story of Chiyo Beta Eli that the next perek, which describes the terrible famine that was caused by Elio, and how Achav is saying, my kingdom for a horse, saying, we need to somehow get out there and find him. Where is that bum Elio? If we could find him, I'd kill the bum, and so on. There's, meanwhile, the whole country is starving. So now Achav learns what's going to be. Anyway, so now Hashem tells Elio, Leich mizeh ufanita lecha kedma v'nistarta menacha karit. So get out of here because they're going to be looking for you and they're going to be trying to kill you. So go to Nachal Karit and hide out there. And that's when the Orvim, that were the descendants of the Orev that refused to go out to Noach and he was halach v'shav, he stayed around the Teva. Those Arvim now ended up Ad Yaboshet Hamayim. What's Yaboshet Hamayim? Ad Yaboshet Hamayim, Bimei Elio. So those same Arvim, they were the ones that brought him food. Every morning, he got a fresh breakfast of lechem and basar. Where the heck did Arvim get lechem and basar from? They made a kitchen. Rav Yonah Marav? No. It's perfect irony. They would fly into Achav's king's kitchens, make off with some fresh bread and fresh meat, and bring it to Elio. Little did Achav, who's starving for water, realize that he is supporting Elio Hanavi, who was his arch foe. Okay, now, things continue to the point where the whole country is starving. Vayimi Ketz Yamim. So, apparently, Elio doesn't give a hang. Let them all starve to death, as far as I'm concerned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to end this. Okay, so what happens? Vayimi Ketz Yamim, Vayivash HaNochal Kilo HaYageshem Baretz. Elio's own Nachal Karit ends up drying out, and now he's got nothing to eat and nothing to drink himself. So, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Iketz Arabi Alma, he comes and he says to Elio, Siv, Vayidvar Hashem Elav Lemor, Kum Leich Tzarfata. So go now to the woman where he goes and he meets the Amona, the Tzarfatit. And it says, Vayiachar Advar Me'ela, Chalo Ben Eisha Balat Abayit. So remember, he gives her this child. And his schus, because of the way that she treated him. What happens a few years later is that the child becomes sick. And she comes and running and so on. What so? Boy, Rachame, Lameta Leiklita Tchias HaMesim. So now, after he died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the key for Tchias HaMesim. Because I need to, it's a terrible tragedy. I want to make this child live again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Amrut, Lashon Rabbim, apparently the Beis Din Shamalim, says to Elio, listen, it's very inappropriate to give you the key to Tchias HaMesim. There were three keys that overall were never given permanently to another person. One is the key for birth, Shel Chaya. One is the key for rain, Shel Geshamim. And one is the key for Tchias HaMesim. Now, I did you a big favor and we gave you the key to Geshamim. Now you're asking me for the key for Tchias HaMesim. I mean, how's it going to look, you know? The boss is only one key left, and that's me, and you, Elio, are going to have two keys? I don't think that's very nice. So if you give me back the one key, I'll give you the other key, okay? So now he has to give back the key for the reins. Now the rain is not going to come only because he says so. So therefore, if people will say, Shtayim biyad ha-talmid v'achat biyad ha-rav, bring back the key to the Geshamim, and I'll give you the key for Tchias HaMesim. So he had no choice. So he gives back the key. Then Hashem tells him, okay, so I'm bringing rain. Lech Eirael Achav, go tell Achav that there's going to be rain. Otherwise, it'll look bad if it just starts raining, you know. So you go and tell Achav. All right, so that's when he appears and so on, and Akiva goes, I don't believe it, and so on and so forth. Okay. So Dorash Ahugli Lak, Amedir of Chisda, Marshal de Layol, Lamar Dover Dom. You know what this is like? It's really like a key. So people go and they lock the gate to their house with a key, and they're convinced, okay, great, so now I'm keeping out the robbers, but I'll be able to go in whenever I want, and then they lose the key. So now Eliyahu was in exactly that situation. Now he's locked out of being able to define who gets the rain, and now he looks like a real idiot because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, just go and tell him there's going to be rain. But go tell Akiva there's going to be rain. Ah, okay, so that's what he's like. Dorash Rabbi Yossi B'Tzipori. So hearing all of these stories about how it is that Eliyahu is so tough, and like just because of that story in the Shiva of Beit Ha'eli, and he's going to starve the whole country just to prove to Akiva. I mean, I say that Abba Eliyahu, our master Eliyahu, he was really a kapdan, you know? He was the kind of guy that like just, he overreacts, he gets easily provoked, and that's a shame. Now, Eliyahu was actually chavrusa with Rabbi Yossi. He used to give him over all kinds of seidas, and he used to learn with him every day. And 3 days after this, Eliyahu did not show up to learn. So when he finally comes, so Rabbi Yossi said, "What? How come you didn't show up for Seder? Amaylo asamar?" So Eliyahu says to him, "I'm supposed to show up after you call me a captain? That's not proper." Captain Karitawi. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Well, look at you. You're doing the same thing again. you get so easily offended. I'm just darshaning the psukim. Okay, cool off, man. So what are you angry about if you're now demonstrating that I'm absolutely correct?" Okay. Come on. Tanarabbana. Rasha ba la'olam. So what we were discussing yesterday is the idea of Bizman Rishayim ba'olam, Charanav ba'olam, and we said that Rishayim are a reference to Ganve in this case. Tana Rabbanan, the moment that a Rasha is in the world, comes to the world, Charanav ba'olam, Shenamar bevo Rasha ba gambuz ve'im kalon cherpa. The Russia comes along, there's going to be all types of booze, of bizoyan, of derision. And together with that, the kalon, shameful behavior, comes cherpa, comes to the disgrace for that behavior. What is that saying? Russia, avad min olam, like we just saw. The moment that we get rid of the Russia, we saw this in the din of Yonidachas, tovava al olam, shenema uba'abod rishaim rina. There's joy in the world when Rishayim are destroyed. Tzadik niftar min olam, but the opposite is true. When a tzadik is lost to the world, ra'ava al olam. Shenemar ha tzadik avad ve'en ish samalev. People that are tzadikim die and nobody takes it to their heart. Anshe chesed ne'esafin be'en mevin ki bipnei hara'a ne'esaf ha tzadik. And people, good people, kind people, end up being brought into the Shamayim, and nobody seems to understand what a disaster that is. And the only reason that such a thing has happened is because of their own averus, and terrible things are going to come. And because of that, that means that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bezdin Shambhala, was chos on the tzaddik, chos on the chosid, to have them see the horrible things that are about to come. But nobody seems to pay any attention to the hashgacha involved. Tzadik ba la'olam, tova ba la'olam. How do we see that? From Noach. Shenemar ze yenachamenu, mima'asenu, umi'itzvon yadenu. How do we know that? Because it's detectable that now the additional madrega of the tzadik is here.
Adrin alach mesechah sanedrin v'adrach halon. Daitan alach mesechah sanedrin v'daitach halon. Lo nitna sheminach mesechah sanedrin v'lo titna sheminan. Lo be'alma ha'dein v'lo be'alma de'afi. Yiratzon lefanecha adonai Eloheinu v'lo yavafenu. Shetehei toratecha omenutenu b'olam hazeh otimonu l'olam haba. Chanina bar papa, Rabbi bar papa, Nachman bar papa, Achoy bar papa, Bomori bar papa, Raphim bar papa, Rachish bar papa, Tzurcha bar papa, Ada bar papa, Daru bar papa. Harevna Adonai Eloheinu et divrei Torahzecha befinu befiyotamecha beit Yisrael. V'nihyeh kulonu anachnu v'tzetzainu v'tzetzeyamecha beit Yisrael. Kulonu yodei shemecha v'lo medei Torahzecha. Mi'oyevaitecha kemeni mitzvotecha ki le'olam ili. Yihi libi tamim v'chukecha l'man lo evosh. Le'olam lo eshkach pikudecha ki bonchi yithani. Baruch ato Adonai lamedeni chukecha. Bodim anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lo yavotheinu. Shesamta chalkeinu miyoshvei. בית המדרש ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות שאנו משכימים והם משכימים אנו משכימים לדברי תורה והם משכימים לדברים בטלים אנו עמלים והם עמלים אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר אנו רצים והם רצים אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא והם רצים לבאר שחת שנאמר ויתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת אנשי דומים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם ואני אבטח בו ירצון מלפניך אדוני אלוהינו כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת סנהדרין כן תעזבנו להתחיל בסכתות ספרים אחרים ולסיימם ללמוד וללמד לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו שלא תמוש התורה מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם וזה תקיים בנו בתהלך תנחה אותך בשורך בך תשמור עליך, והקיצותה היא תשיחך, כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה עושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז עמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו והשלום. יתקדל ויתקדש מרבו. מעולמת יועצית לתחדת ולך ימית היו ולעסוק יפון לך אהומה ולמבנה קרת דירו שלהם לשחלו לאיך עלי בגבה ולבקר פוחן הנוכרו מן הערב ולעטב הפוחן הדשמי ליעטרי וימליך קודש ובריך ובמלכוס תביא יקרי ויצמח פורקני ויקרב משיחי וחייך עונו ויומך עונו וחיי דכל בית ישראל בעגלה ובזמן קריב אמרו אמן אמן יהי שמי רבו מברך לעולם ולעולמי עולמיו יתברך וישתבח ויתבהר ויתרומם ויתנצא ויתעדור ויתעלה ויתעלל שמי דקודשה בריחו ואילו מנקו ברכבה ושירתה תושברכבה ונחמתה תאמירן בעולמיו ימרו אמן על ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תמידיון ועל כל תמידי תמידיון ועל כל בנדיוס כמיורא את הדיבי התרא קדיש העדים ודיבי כל אתר ביתר יאלוהון ולכון שלום רבו חינה וחיסתה ורחמין וחי נריך ובזוני רביכי ופורקנה בן קדום אבון דמישמיה וערב אמרו אמן יהי שלום רבו משמיה וחיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן עושה שלום במרומיו, ויעשה שלום עלינו, ועכו ישראל ואמרו אמן. סימנטי ומזלטי ומזלטי וסימנטי וסימנטי ומזלטי וסימנטי וסימנטי ומזלטי ומזלטי וסימנטי ויאלה. Where's Moshe Foreman so we can give him also a mazel tov? Semen tov, a mazel tov, a mazel tov, a semen tov. Who would have thought? Baruch Hashem. Yes. What nisim v'niflo is to witness on Erev Yom Tov? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, that's Arboim Yom Kodim Liyatiyas HaVlad. What can you say? All right, everyone, it's such a simcha gedola to be with you, to see you, to finish a mesechet together, Baruch Hashem. We should be zeichet to finish many mesechtos more, lilmod, lalamed, l'sayim, and to be sameach together, begula shlema, especially with... I just hope that we have time to finish the Seder, you know, before, but... Look, you know, I would strongly suggest trying to get things really done in time for Chatzos, this particular Yom Tov. All right.
Looking forward to having the same discussion.
Yeah, oh, wait, we didn't discuss. There goes the Kahana making trouble again. So so what we could do is, look, I mean, it's true that we have to hurry up tomorrow morning to burn the chametz, even though we don't have to hurry up to burn the chametz, but we do have to hurry up to burn the chametz in order not to be different than any other year where we hurry up to burn the chametz. So the question is there a chashash also that if you have Divrei Torah on an Erev Pesach, which is the Erev Shabbos, where it isn't really Erev Pesach, you might come to actually give Divrei Torah on a normal Erev Pesach and come maybe to... Or did the Rabbanan not be good? I think we can actually take a chance and have a little bit, be maker with an 18 minute, without, you know, I've got all kinds of tricks. I got the bait and switch trick. I got the, appending trick, you know, which is only for people who want to be there for the appending. Maybe if we do it without any tricks, we could actually end up taking care of things tomorrow with a, Kosher Mahadrin, 18 minute Siyum Sanhedrin, and introduction to Pesach Shir Bezrat Hashem. So look forward to seeing you then. After, it's a tough Shir tomorrow, I got to tell you. This is a difficult sugya in Mikvos, but you know, Shmu is never Mavater, so we're going to have to do this tomorrow anyway. But Bezrat Hashem, we'll have time to do both. And by fooling you this morning, we got Gershi to come. So gosh, you know, that was worth it just for there alone. I actually got everybody to sign on for this Gershi in advance so that nobody would have tinus. All right. Ah, you're right. It really is. And there's still an opportunity to send that money to, you know, we've managed to get in there, Baruch Hashem, between us this year over 20,000 shekel. That's serious money. And then they're very happy with it. And that's besides other tzedakas. I'm just saying just the Kaplan Fund. So anybody who wants to continue to add to that, the links are there. And please use them on the daf. Yeah. We had printed them in the daf. Okay. It's hard to say goodbye. Kasha lai pridatchem. Cult of...